succession, even in calling them to the house of God. There are gathered to him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children. The people were bringing it. And Shekinah, the son of Gideon, and the son of Elam, entered into the desert. The effects on faithful of the and the people of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope for Israel and the now let me the covenant of their God, to lay all their supplies, and the people born of them, according to the sons of my Lord, and those that tremble, and the people of the land. Let it be done according to the Lord. For us, this matter is become among thee, who will be with us. Give thee courage and do it. And as you arose, and as Jesus praises the Israelites, and of all Israel, the word that they will be to the king. And as the Lord. And as there arose from before the house of God, and went into the chamber of the king, and the son of the Lord, and then, and when it came, that there be no bread, and drink no water. For the morning of the feast, the great king of the king, there is no bread. And he made a proclamation to Judah and Jerusalem, and told the children of the city, that they should gather themselves together and be with him. That whosoever would not come within 3 years, according to the council of the priests and elders, all the substance to be constituted, and self-separated from the congregation of those that have been carried off. And all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered together at Jerusalem in 3 days. It was the 9th month, and the 20th of the month, and all the people of the staff, and the open gates of the house of God, and trembling because of the king of God, and because of the plan of God. And as the priest of the house of God said to them, be a veteran faithful, now make confession to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and cover yourselves from the evil of the land, and from the whole congregation answered and said, in a loud voice, yes, we will trust you with one driver. But the people are many, and it is time of cleansing, and it is not possible to stand upon. Neither is this a work for one man. Neither is this a work for one day that is. We are many that have interest in it. But now our princes, while this matter is going on, stand for all the congregation, and all those that have taken foreign wives in our city, and to appoint a time. And with them are the elders of every city, and the judges thereof, and to speak the anger of their God, and to be sent to them. And Jonathan, the son of Ethelbaum, and Serbia, the son of Tikva, stood up against us, and Shalom, and Shibbeth, son, laid by Helfman. The children have kept the city of Israel. And Ezra the priest and certain of the chief fathers took the bread and returned to their father's house, and all of them spread by name. They sat down on the first day of the 10th month of the same year. They ended with all the men that had taken foreign wives by the first day of the 6th month. Among the sons of the priest, they were found that had taken foreign wives, the son of Joshua, son of Jehoshadak, and the brethren. And Eliezer, and Jared, and Fidelity, and Jephthah. All these had taken foreign wives, and there were among them wives with the and had children.
In this last study, as has been expressed by several already, we have the actual preparation for the separation, and then the activity of the separation. Notice in this chapter there is a lot of active words. There's a lot of rising up. Ezra rising up. He's instructed in verse 4 to arise. They're sitting down in the open space or the street before the house of God. But this is after all of the preparation that we had in their hearts in chapter 9. And now it seems the people have joined with Ezra in the weeping and the sorrow that originally, seemingly at first, was only expressed by Ezra. And notice that not only do they join him in the weeping, but they seem, at least we have this Shekinah, he seems to at one point encourage Ezra. And this is showing us our beautiful unity in the house, even with such a solemn and humble occasion as this when dealing with sin. That not only is it not the work of one person to instigate and to help, but even in the actual separation, we have here Ezra himself being strengthened and borne up by this man. Arise, verse 4, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We also will be with thee. Be of good courage. And then we have there the second time in our four chapters, and do it. So he's encouraged by this man on behalf of the people. When we are working for the Lord in his house, and when we're doing it with the communion of the rest of the saints, this is what will happen. We will find resources available to us that we did not know were there. Ezra might have felt in the prior chapter, he was all alone, the people are there watching him blushing before God. And yet they were there, learning, soaking in what they were seeing. And here they support him. In this chapter, we cannot avoid the scene that God has set, where all the people are together, all those who tremble. And in verse 9, they sat in the street of the house of the God. The chapter starts, Ezra is before, he's casting himself down before the house of God. So God's dwelling place on earth, as Ezra understood that if God was going to dwell here, we must deal with this. Something must be done. We must separate. And then all the people in the street, in the open space, and what is it doing? It's pouring rain. It's pouring rain. And the heart of the flesh says, "Nah, this obviously is not the right time to do this." But I believe that that rain was as if heaven were weeping at what was going to have to take place, because separation always comes with a cost. It is not easy to separate, whether it's from a sin that has been plaguing you or us or an assembly, or whether it's separation from people or even from a doctrine that is false. There is a cost. There is loss involved. And so here, just like the sun was darkened when the Son of God was judged on behalf of our sin, here, heaven, once darkened, here we see heaven weeping. And notice that because of that rain, it seems to temper the work. So, Brother John, you had mentioned about not being reactionary. There's time here. It takes a few months for them to go about this action. And those few months come about partially because of this rain. So it's almost as if heaven is setting the tone. This is not something to be done quickly. This is not something to be done. And that's not to say that we're going to let sin stick around, but we're going to do this carefully. We're going to do this under the direction of God. So if we could allow ourselves to be in this same setting, trembling, the open space, notice they're not in the house of God, right? So there's that, as if there was separation because of the sin, to get back in the house of God, and we don't leave the house of God, but the idea is there, to get back in, we need to separate from the strange wives, from the evil, for his name's sake.
What you have raised up the second reading, because it's important to understand what separation and necessity of it as we will look into this chapter.
Well, I was just raising the reality of it, because you have somewhat of separation that does come out in chapter 9. We saw Ezra separating the 12 chiefs. He knew how to pick the men who bore deep exercise and to join him. Then you had the issue in chapter 8, but then you have the issue in chapter 9 where the mixed occurrence took place. And so my question was as to the import of separation. Why is it that it is a vital truth in the present day, the house of God, that there should be this importance of walking in separation to God and to the Lord? And I connected the fact that in creation there were always the acts of God there in separating things out, so that separation is a principle of necessity for us in this present day. So, in light of all of that, and the fact that now we are in chapter 10, where we see the matter taken up very diligently and great exercises carried out, I think this will help us to appreciate why is it such an essential matter that light and darkness cannot coexist, that we cannot walk hand in hand with the world and the world's things and embrace them and expect that there is going to be blessing flowing, that it's just an inequity that cannot go on. And so we need to have a rising up in our own souls as answering to this as well.